In Puerto Rico, it's been a slow recovery after Hurricane Maria. According to the Puerto Rican government, only about 60% of the original power grid has been restored, and that makes it hard to get back to normal, not just for adults, but for kids, too. There's been early dismissal from school since the storm, so many students are taking advantage of a new after-school program. Jeff Cohen from member station WNPR reports.
School started again in mid-November in the mountain town of Orocovis, 2 months after Maria passed. There's still no electricity, so that means that the school day ends early at 12:30. But today, 51 children are staying behind for more. Before they split up for activities, they begin with a lot of song. It's a program that parents say is a safe place for their kids after school. That leaves parents time for work and for dealing with the daily stress of living without basic services. It's organized by volunteers and the nonprofit Save the Children. Today includes gardening, arts, and some outdoor playtime. Science teacher Wanda Medina says the children are still missing a little bit of what it means to be a kid. Medina says she did an informal survey of her students, and she asked them this. After the hurricane, would humans or Mother Nature bounce back more quickly? And they all answered Mother Nature. The children told her that's because trees are already growing leaves, but they lost things they can't get back. Valuables their parents got them. Three of the students in her class lost their houses entirely. Parent and volunteer Giovanni Caballero Fuentes was luckier. His family didn't lose its house, but his kids watched as Maria ripped off their neighbor's roof. Now he says he's hoping they forget the sound of the wind and the rain, and that they learn to deal with life without electricity, without water, and without technology. Caballero Fuentes says there's no internet, no Facebook, no YouTube, no Instagram, no nothing.
Volvimos a lo básico, back to basic.
So he plays board games at home with his kids, and they look for other ways to distract themselves. Still, his daughter Nadia is happy to be in the after-school program. She's 10.
In English.
10.
10. How's your English?
Very nice.
And do you like your after-school program? Why?
Because it's very fun.
Luis Santiago came to pick up his grandson.
Janiel Omar Santiago, that's his name.
Santiago says Janiel often stays with him because his daughter works two jobs. He's a retired elementary school teacher, and he says he knows how important routine is for kids.
It's a little bit difficult, you know, have normality. We don't go to the movie, we don't go to the places where before we can go. But before I was from great, but now it's very difficult.
Eugenio Soto Santiago teaches at the school in Orocovis and led the afternoon's activities. He says many of the children first thought that their island would never be the same. With the translation help of his colleague Denise Y. Salinas, who works with Save the Children, he says small bits of regular life are now coming back into view.
Aunque no hay luz, no tenemos luz todavía. A veces no tenemos agua.
Even though we don't have electricity, and sometimes we don't have water, they're returning back to that this is our new normal, and they're able to handle it.
And there's that other thing that helps with the healing. Lots and lots of singing. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in San Juan.